Hey, Discordy thing. Oh, hello. There we
There we
go.
go. I think he just came in.
We did. We got it.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let's see. Yes, we did. We got him. There he is. Happy days. No microphone input as yet, but we're here. We're here and we're ready.
There we go. Hello.
Hey, Aaron.
Hello.
Hi.
Aaron, this is
here.
Christian.
Nice to meet you.
He's our tech person.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Yep. Yeah, excellent. Technical yep. support, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
So, have you done radio before, Aaron? I'm assuming you have.
Yes, I have. Yes, I worked okay. on a couple radio stations, online radio stations.
Oh, okay. So you're used to doing it then. That's excellent. We always like that.
So you've got, so you have studio and all the requisite bits. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Only thing is, I'm using a VM for studio because my computer can't handle it.
Oh.
Somebody's hosting me a VM, in Michigan. This is the domain owner. And every time we launch studio, his desktop's going at 100% CPU. On the VM, on the desktop side.
Ooh, that shouldn't do that.
Exactly.
That's not right. That shouldn't happen because it doesn't use much power. Studio,
mm-mm.
I mean, I've run it for like 14 odd years on various configurations of system. Like the lowest common denominator I've ever run it on was, an old Core 2 quad, which is about 15 years old. I still have the damn machine somewhere. And it ran
damn.
It fine. So it can't... There's no way that it should be CPUing out like
yeah.
that.
He might come up in like 20 minutes, he said. He's still trying to get ready and things, so...
Okay.
Right. So it seems like it's like the VM itself, the virtual machine. It sounds like is the problem, not studio to me. Ugh.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. I just moved into my own apartment a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have my own money yet. I'm trying to
yeah.
get that switched over, so I don't
yeah.
have money to pay for studio.
Well, we
so,
can get you a copy.
We
of
can
stuff,
get you a we can get you a slightly dodgy version of it to get you going, and then we can uninstall it and install a decent one when you've got it. So at least you would have something.
Right. Okay.
So would your
you know,
computer handle?
I've got Windows 11. I should handle it. Yeah.
Yeah. Windows 11 works fine with it.
Windows 11 should do it. Well. Well,
yeah,
if we've
we
got
can
NVDA
just...
on your machine, I can have a look at your system, and I can tell you straight away by looking at the info I can get what
sure.
you'll do. Because I'm pretty good at that.
Sure. Yeah, I can do that.
So if you do NVDAremote.com and use the key studio in lowercase, we should be able to establish
yep.
a connection, and I'll take a look at system information and see what I can get. We should be absolutely fine, to be honest. Got
well,
a feeling.
That way
if
it's
Windows
not,
11
not having to use a
with
virtual
Windows,
machine.
No, no, because VMs are a pain in the hoo-ha.
What's
I know, because I've messed with them. Studio, all lowercase. I'm just going to connect at my end. My handy-dandy lovely little mechanical keyboard that I love.
Yes.
Right, ooh, I think, let me see. We
no,
have...
wait. Oh, no, I think I sent it to the wrong... Hold on.
He sent it to... He probably
oh, you done it the wrong way. I know what you did. It's easy done, man. It's easy done. Been there, done it. Worn that t-shirt many times, ripped it off and thrown it away.
Should work now?
Let's see. I'm just waiting for the... Bing!
S-T-U-D-I-O. Okay.
Aha! Let me see. 10:40 in the morning. Yep.
Yeah.
See you all.
He's Eastern.
He's Eastern. We've got an Eastern dude. Excellent. Right, let's do this. This is what I want to see. Right, this is the information that I can glean. This will tell me everything I need to know. This is the most useful Windows app that Microsoft ever made. Ooh, nice. You're running Windows 11 Pro. Sweet. Shemet Sultan. Where did you get that name from?
That's cool. One of my friends gave me a router, and that was the password, so I just named my computer that.
That works. Mine is, my machine's called Fireball.
Cool.
Oh, it's an Asus Tech. Nice. Excellent. It's a custom board by the look of it. Oh, this looks like a custom. Nice. X64 based PC, even nicer.
You're getting excited.
Let's see. Oh, she's a 6700HQ. She's the same as what my old laptop was. Will do studio just fine. Okay. At that, it will do studio just fine at that. It's a 6th gen, so it's an older CPU, but it's got enough grunt. Let's see. What are we running? 2.7 gig, I guess. Oh, 2.6 gig, yeah. Same as my old laptop used to be. Excellent. Let's see. What else? Let's see. Looking at this.
Space-wise. Right. Well, studio doesn't take up that much space.
Excellent, 16 gig of RAM. It's gonna do it. No trouble, no sweating. Well, it's gonna do it.
Go to blindhelp.
Blindhelp.net and grab it. Yeah, we can totally do this.
We can grab it.
This is gonna totally do it
for you.
Yep.
Sure.
That is
Aaron,
so gonna do it.
What type of show are you wanting to do?
Well, for my first show, I was wanting to do like a Christian/Disney.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
That's cool.
That's
cool. Now, time slot wise, because we've got a pretty full schedule, what are your available times?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
During the day. Like from, I don't know, 6 a.m. 6 a.m.
Okay.
My time to 5:30 my time.
Okay.
Oh. P.m.
The only slot, which would be, let me think, it would be 5 hours. Oh, no, that would actually work. Oh, I've got a slot for you then. Because we can put him in the 11 to 1 slot on Tuesdays.
Oh.
That would, because that would be 6 his time.
Yeah.
To 8 his time.
6 to 8, yeah.
Okay, so what I need you to do is get me a demo, because I have to give it to the other managers on the station so they can hear you, what your show would be like and
stuff.
Do
you
want
to do it live? Question?
What we can do is we can install Studio. I'll set it up to point to our coaching server that I have.
Yeah.
And we can record it. We can go through that. We can... Nick and I can listen to it.
Yeah, because we only need about like 10.
You got Winamp.
We only need about 10 minutes. Who, me? Yeah, I've got Winamp.
Yeah. Excellent.
Well, no, but we just need like a 10-minute recording for the other managers.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. We can fix that. That ain't going to be a problem.
Just to show you what he's doing.
Let's rock and roll. Right, let's minimize you. And let's go here. I talk to my computer when I'm doing this stuff.
Me too.
Yeah, little firebolt is pretty good for that. Oh, you're a Firefox man. Excellent.
I use Google Chrome too.
It's my
so.
Excellent. I'm a more Firefoxy. I prefer that one, but whatever you use, I'll use Firefox to do this because I know my way around it. I'm glad it's there because it's just made my life a little bit easier. I can use Chrome. Or as I call it, crime, because I really don't like it that much. But it works. It does the job. At the end of the day, it does the job.
Yeah, because otherwise my Tuesday would be the only slot, because my Thursdays are completely full.
Yeah, we're really cooking. World is really on fire now. It really is.
We've got over.
Oop! Why did
fireball.
That just do that?
Yep. Fireball for sure. We've got over.
Oh, yeah.
We've got 30 DJs
NVDA
right now,
just
and adding you, and I've got one other one that's wanting to come on. So.
NVDA just lost his connection. What happened there?
Oops.
Oh, is it?
No.
It says no.
It says no, I don't want to work today. There we go. It's playing back up.
Yeah, I wonder if it...
I don't want to work today! Was...
no, it don't. No, I don't! Stop messing with me! I don't like it! I'm just as daft, don't worry. We're going to get on our eight. I'm as daft as a brush, aren't I, Nick?
Damn it. Come on.
I can't wait to get my backside over to the States again in October. Whoopee whoopee. Happy days. I'm a flying out there in October. Yeah! Spreading them little wings and flying. I'm just giving them stretchy exercises at the minute. They haven't been stretched since last year, so I kind of need to stretch them out a bit. I don't know what it's doing. It's not come back yet.
Sure.
He's typing
no?
it in, right?
Let me try it. No.
Did you switch over to your machine, Chris?
No, I saw it disconnect, Nick. It went away. Oh, it went beep. Weird. It went ding dong at me. So I know it's completely lost it. Dear Firebolt, don't misbehave, you custom built monster with your massive processor and all your RAM and everything. There we go, she's got it back. She's seeing it. Yep. Firebolt's happy again.
Whoops. I was...
What the
yeah.
dickens?
Do
we need that PowerShell thing?
No.
We'll leave that alone. I'll leave it out because I don't know what it is. Actually, if we don't need it, let's get rid of it. Let's see if that brings that up. Because that's what I did last time when it died. I don't know why that... I might have to use Chrome. If this doesn't load and it does it again, I'll have to.
Yeah, hit Chrome.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that, because that's just done that again. Right, alright, let's do crime. There we go, Google crime for the win. Come on. There you go, happy days.
No.
Oh, that's getting... That's going away. What's going on with this thing? It doesn't want to...
I don't know. Want me to restart it, or...?
I don't know what's happening here. This is...
Try handing it over to him and let him see if he can get it to
Oh, work. Here it comes. I think it's loading. Let's see. It just said Google Chrome, so let me just do an insert T on it. Oh, who's using Chrome?
I got it.
All right. You want to do the bits here and get past that?
Yeah, hold on.
There we go. None of your business, Google. Yeah, that machine is absolutely going to do studio no problem.
Let me restart.
At all.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to restart right back.
All right. Do what you need to do, man.
Yep.
It's all good. I would do a complete... absolute power down rather than a restart, then you can totally clear it, is what I would do.
Yep.